This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Show episode number 47. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me tonight on this Wednesday evening. So opening the show there with the mighty Rush with a song called YYZ. The song built around the Morse code beacon for Toronto's airport, Pearson International Airport, YYZ. Yeah, very sad news over last weekend, the passing of Neil Peart. Had a brain tumor that he couldn't get past. And unfortunately, we lost him. Incredible drummer, also the lyricist for many of Rush's songs. A real loss for music. I think Neil was a big inspiration for a lot of people to pick up drumsticks and try and be as good as him, which is probably impossible. But what a sad loss for music. It's been pretty amazing watching my social media feeds, and a lot of friends who I don't particularly associate with music were pretty gutted by the news of Neil's passing. So yeah, he touched a lot of people. Well, Rush touched a lot of people, and Neil and his drumming and his lyrics really meant a lot to a lot of people. So rest in power, Neil Peart. All right, so let's get into some of the digs that I did this week. I found a few records that I want to share with you. So here's a nice tune from the Chambers Brothers.
I'll get there.
another steel drum record from my collection there. So that was the Comancheros Steel Band doing that cover of the theme from Shaft. And this came out around 1972, 73, I guess. Yeah, pretty okay cover. Kind of went off the rails a little bit there, but pretty good nonetheless. And before that, I played another find from this week. That was Fats and the Chessmen. Not Fats Domino. It was Fats and the Chessmen doing a song called The Organ Twist. And that came out in 1962. And I started off the set with a song by the Chambers Brothers, who I've played on the show before, a song called Uptown that came out on their kind of second, third LP in 1967, if I didn't say that already. And this is the Canadian pressing, no surprise, but it's kind of unique from other countries' pressings because it has quite a different font treatment on the front cover there. A lot more psychedelic and pop art from the era. Kind of interesting that it only came out like that in Canada. All right, so yeah, that was most of the finds from this week. I didn't do too good. I have a couple more later on in the show, but let's get into some newsworthy stuff. So yeah, a bit more sad news. This week is the 9th anniversary of the passing of Trish from a band called Broadcast. Broadcast is one of my favorite groups. I've played them once before many shows ago. And the number one song from the recent 2019 Top 25 Finds was by a lady named Patricia Ann. And that particular song reminds me a lot of Broadcast. So considering the timeliness of it, let's celebrate the life of Trish from Broadcast. This song is called Come On, Let's Go.
By yourself, you're gonna need some help, and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. I will tell you if you change, and who's been saying things. It's hard to tell who is real in here. Come on, let's go.
nice jam based on the chimes of Big Ben. So that was the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Douglas Gamley. This came out in 1970, and that song was called Big Ben Blues. Yeah, I picked up this record because there's covers like Beatles covers and Rolling Stones and also Tom Jones. But there's also a couple other songs like the Britannia song, riff on that, and then also this Big Ben Blues song. And both of those songs, the Britannia one and the Big Ben one, have the rhythm section really pushed up in the mix compared to all the other covers. It's really interesting. But yeah, kind of a groovy track there and kind of a funny short one I thought I would share with you. And that was a pickup from this week. Before that, I played a classic song from the Stone Roses, Mercy Paradise, which was actually a non-album B-side. It was a B-side on the She Bangs the Drums single, which came out in 1989. And that first era of the Stone Roses, the B-sides were incredible. It's almost like a whole other album that, dare I say, is even stronger than the album. Pretty amazing stuff what they were able to accomplish in that first couple years there. And I played that because this is the 30th anniversary, or today was the 30th anniversary of their first appearance on television. So I saw that come up in my social media feed, so I thought that was reason enough to play the Stone Roses. Although they did play Waterfall, the song Waterfall, on television, not Mercy Paradise, but I don't have that in vinyl right now. And before that, I play Broadcast, a song called Come On, Let's Go, from the year 2000 on an album called The Noise Made by People, which is an amazing record. All of Broadcast's records are really great. So if you dug that song, and if you're a fan of the Patrician Ann song that topped the top 25 of 2019, I heartily recommend checking out Broadcast. And of course, Broadcast, like radio, right? So it's got to be great. All right, so let me see. Let me get into a couple more finds from this week. It's quite a left turn here. Let's go to some 80s freestyle with a song by Trinneer.
Thank you.
couple of 80s freestyle bangers there. So that was Stevie B with a classic song called In My Eyes from 1989. And before that was another freestyle song by Trenier, I'll Be All You Ever Need from 1986. Yeah, I find freestyle records from time to time. There was quite a freestyle community here in Toronto in the 80s and 90s. I guess it still exists somewhere, not that I know about it. All right, almost time for some data, but before I do the data, I'd like to do some shout-outs. So let's start over on Twitter. I heard from Mike B. in Chicagoland posting a video over there on Twitter of him tuned into the show on his Yaesu radio. Very nice. Thanks for tuning in, Mike. Mitch sending along some nice decodes and also waterfall images on Twitter there. And I got a bunch more decodes from Matt, Frigid, Bobby, Al, Halfi, F4ECA in France by SDR, and also Zach, all posting their decodes to Twitter there. I also heard from another first-time listener, Roland B., also posting a video listening on his ICOM. Thanks very much, Roland. And also heard from Stove, listening on a Hammerland HQ140X, a nice old radio. Pretty big contrast from the last two radios there. Yeah, thanks very much, Stove. Let's see, some more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Abraxas, Donnie K5BKR, Lucky Lou in Germany, Wolfhound 89, Kawasaki AA Hachioni, Vene, SV1XV, and also Tim G. I also heard from Brian W8LN. He was a fan of the Pell Mell song that I played last week, so much so that he went and ordered the CD. So yeah, great. Glad you were a fan of that. And he also pointed out a cool hack, using two portables to listen to the show for sort of a stereo effect. So I guess with today's DSP or lack of DSP, if you have two different radios, the way that they'll pick up the fades and stuff like that will be a little bit different. So if you do have two portable shortwave radios, maybe you want to give that a try. Thanks for the idea, Brian. I also saw some posts by Roger out in Germany, and Roger actually took the time to catch the broadcast of This Is a Music Show there in Australia on Unique Radio. So he caught it via SDR and posted his decode results there. So thank you very much, Roger. Let's go over to email. I heard from Marcus in Costa Mesa, California for the first time. Thanks for tuning in, Marcus. I also heard from Chicken Little. It'd been a while since I heard from Chicken Little. They're a new hamster, sending along his decode, and he was also a fan of the Pell Mell song again, a nice memory from his teenage years. I also heard from Brian in British Columbia. Good to hear from you, Brian. And also Gary in Indiana sending along his decode, and he caught the show on his ICOM IC7300 with his brand new SP38 speaker, sounding good, apparently. Thanks, Gary. I also heard from Steve in Edinburgh, Texas for the first time. He'd been trying to catch a show for the while, but was tuning in at the wrong night. So I hope you've got everything dialed in now, and I hope you're back again, Steve. And I also heard from another Steve, regular listener, Steve in Georgia, sending along his decode and amazing report as usual. I also heard from Vasily Lazarev in Russia, tuning into the show using an SDR in Pennsylvania. Hello to you. And I also got an email from Jim E. over at Lost Discs Radio. He stumbled on the show the other week and sent along an email. And yeah, Lost Discs did a broadcast last week, last Saturday. And it was an 11th year anniversary. Can you believe it? They've been doing shows for 11 years. And it was a great one, technical difficulties aside. And it sounds like they'll be on in another couple of weeks. So tune in to 5130 kilohertz on WBCQ there Saturday night, I guess 2 weeks later at around 11 o'clock. If I get some more information, I'll let you know closer to the actual broadcast date. Yeah, I really love that show, Lost Discs Radio on WBCQ. All right, and over on Reddit, a few people were going to try and tune into the show tonight. So hello to this MAC address, A9EE786ACA9F. And also hello to Paito, Mr. Zoe, and T.I. or Thai Pirate, all hoping in to tune in tonight. So I hope you were able to. And finally, over on the hfzone.org website, there's a chat group there. And I usually drop in to say hi to everyone there. So hello to regulars there, Frigid, Daz, Master Player 30, and everyone else who hangs out in that chat group. And there's also a website there at hfzone.org with news and info about shortwave. All right, I think that's just about it for shout outs. So please get in touch. This is a music show at gmail.com. Please let me know where you're listening from, what frequency you're listening on, and also what radio you're using. I'd really love to see that. It's always fun to hear what people are using. And I'm also on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end is my Twitter handle there. All right, so just about time for some data, but before the data, I would like to play a song. And you know what? I've totally forgotten what it is. Let me try and pull it. It's not on my notes. I made a mistake. Oh, okay, I found it. So this LP is called Space Child, and it was a find from this week. And it features narration by David Suzuki, who is a well-known presenter, a TV presenter here in Canada, and also a pretty well-known activist, environmental activist. And he hosts a show called The Nature of Things, which has been a very long-running TV program on the CBC here in Canada. And a bunch of musicians got together and put together this LP talking about a lot of future stuff and technology stuff. And yeah, it's narrated by David Suzuki. So here's a song that is about the history of the telephone.
When Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, answered the phone, he would say, "Hoi, hoi." He didn't approve of people who answered by saying, "Hello." "Hoi, hoi."
"Hoi, hoi." "Well, hoi, hoi yourself, David. Hey, I just found out
that in 1874, a man named Alexander Graham Bell was working real hard at home in Brantford, Ontario. He was working on some other things when his head got that same old ring. And the next thing you know, Mr. Bell had invented the telephone. These were the very first words that were spoken on the phone. Mr. Watson, come here, I want you. And he heard it on the telephone. Well, yesterday I tried to call a few friends, but I didn't get through, cause the line was always busy. Now here's how the telephone works, David. You get two cans and a length of string, and then you punch a little hole in the middle of the bottom of each can. Through each can, tie the string with a big knot. Pull it tight till it almost breaks. And the next thing you know, my friend David, you simplify the telephone. And the very first words that you speak into your can go right through the string to the other can that acts like an eardrum. And David, even I don't know about what's gonna be in the future, but it sure would surprise Mr. Bell as he shot coast to coast by computer in Brantford, Ontario. No one will need to carry checks or cash. Even the mail will get through in a flash, and every student could have any book at the touch of a button. There will be funny little phones that you wear on your wrist, and your mother could call if she wants you. Well, hey, David, I gotta get off this telephone, cause yesterday I tried to call a few friends, but I didn't get through, cause the line was always busy. And it seems to me anyone that's got a telephone is always on the telephone. So I guess I better go now, David. So bye-bye, and hoi hoi yourself.
Pretty interesting song there. So that was The History of the Telephone by Ben Ivanuk and featuring David Suzuki there on the narration in the beginning. talking about the history of the telephone, which was invented by Alexander Graham Bell. And he made his big breakthroughs not far from here in Toronto, in a town called Brantford, Ontario, also the birthplace of Wayne Gretzky. And I'd just like to read for you the last verse here. It's pretty crazy how good they nailed it. And David, even I don't know about what's going to be in the future, but it sure would surprise Mr. Bell as he shopped coast to coast by computer in Brantford, Ontario. No one will need to carry checks or cash. Even the mail will get through in a flash, and every student could have any book at the touch of a button. There will be funny little phones that you wear in your wrist, and your mother could call if she needs you. Hey, David, I have to get off this telephone. Yep, pretty much nailed it. And this is from 1981 on the El Macombo record label. And of course, I've played something from the El Macombo record label before, a funny cover of Anarchy in the UK. And the El Macombo is a very famous live venue here in Toronto, which has been dormant for many years, but is always on the brink of reopening. All right, then speaking of phones and the future, you can use your phone to decode this data. How about that? MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. Okie dokie, that was this week's text and image. I would love to see your results. This is a music show at gmail.com. And of course, if you're just a regular listener and you're not decoding any of that digital stuff, I would love to hear from you. This is a music show at gmail.com. And if Twitter is your thing, that's also my handle. This is a music show, but no W on the end. It's too long of a handle. All right. So please get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. Let me know where you're listening from, what frequency you're listening from or on, and what radio you're using. That's always cool to hear. All right. So one more song for you tonight. I'm going to pay tribute to Neil Peart one more time. Such a tragic loss for music. But we've been left with an incredible body of work by the band and also by Neil himself, his drumming and his lyrics, as I said before. So I know this band meant a lot to a lot of people out there. Rest in peace, Neil. This song is called Spirit of Radio. It's from their 1980 LP called Permanent Waves. All right, this was a music show, episode number 47. I am your host. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.